All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking? Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. And very shortly, we hope to hear from Dr. Jody Smith. In the meantime, Hobbo.
Speaking of injuries, how about that kid from Louisville yesterday? That was kind of bizarre. I mean, you just don't expect that in a basketball game. And I see, I was even going to ask Jody about this. They said they're speculating he may have already had a stress fracture. I guess it was a factor, too, but fracture.
They always say that when there's a non-collision injury like that, it may not have been at all. The angle at which he came down was awkward.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It reminds me a little bit about Billy Shouts in the game at Florida State. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago. The game we won down there in Tallahassee.
Right. He dropped back into pass coverage, and he leaned his frame in one direction to try to fill a gap in the defense, and then the pass was kind of thrown behind him, and he tried to change directions, and then he hurt his whole leg. I think he tore ligaments in his knee, he broke bones in his lower leg, and nobody hit him. It happens all the time in sports. I just think it's very strange that it happened in such a significant basketball game.
It's amazing. I didn't break my leg as high as I elevated. You know, I mean, I was really defying gravity with
three
most
quarters
of that
under your heel.
You know, a lot of people said, you know, David Thompson, Hobbo.
Could you dunk a basketball?
Yes, back in the day.
Did you tomahawk it?
Well, no. You know, it was only because we couldn't dunk in those days. Otherwise, I'd have been doing, you know, all sorts of, you know, Sports Center type stuff, although ESPN didn't exist at the time.
You were no Gus Gerard.
That is true. Gus did have a little more hop than I did.
You know,
he had more hop than a lot of people, though.
Remember when he was on our show and he talked about guarding David Thompson, and he came from behind and he blocked him because Thompson had the habit of holding the ball behind his head? And he said, Thompson told him later something along the lines of, that'll never happen again now that I know that you like to come up from behind on me. Remember he said that?
Gus was probably one of the few guys that had the ability to do that, you know, athletically, because Thompson was up there. But I think we may have the doctor on the line, so go ahead with Dr. Smith.
Jody, you there?
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right, very good. We're delighted to have Jody Smith, one of the key surgeons and certainly our key contact at Ortho Virginia, and we certainly have enjoyed the support and appreciated the support of Ortho Virginia, formerly West End Orthopedic Clinic. And Jody, just got some information confirmed for me. UVA wide receiver Kanane Severin has got a hand injury, and offensive lineman Connor Davis from Deep Run High School has a shoulder issue. Don't know if you've gathered more information than that, but...
Hand injury, that's Dr. Desai, right, over there at Ortho?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's Sanjay. Sanjay gets excited about hand injuries.
I don't have any deep information. They're very, very tight-lipped up there. And most of the more serious stuff I do hear about, and I have not heard anything about Connor Davis's shoulder that would make me more concerned, but I got to tell you, I don't have any... inside info on this. I will say it is very encouraging about Malcolm Brogdon. It sounds like he is pretty close, if not there, in his recovery from his foot. And, looking forward to next year, I was concerned about whether he was going to get there or not. So I feel much better about that situation.
Well, speaking of Brogdon, I saw him in practice recently just prior to the Maryland game, and he was clearly running and jumping. And he looked fine to me. I mean, there was no grimacing. Nobody ran up to him and asked him how he felt. He was moving around in practice like any player would.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually scrimmaged yet. I think that they have been very, very slow because they just didn't want to take any chances, and they really weren't. There wasn't a reason to do it, Frank. But I think that again, I was worried, and it looks like he's on track to maybe take over the point guard next year if Tevin Jones can't do it, or if Perantes or Hall can't take up the slack.
And we're visiting with Dr. Jody Smith of Ortho Virginia. Jody, tell me a little bit, what's the basis for his injury, and why was it a good idea to hold him out this year? Was the extra time a key for his recovery?
They did a lot of extra stuff. You know, it was a very strange injury to start with, and he had this extra bone removed from his foot. They had to then move a tendon. And then in order to kind of make it the best possible situation. They also did a corrective procedure to change the orientation of his foot. His foot was a little bit flat-footed, in order to correct that and take pressure off the area where he was having this problem. They moved one of his bones and they lengthened a tendon, and it was actually the secondary stuff that took a long time to get better. He was having a lot of Achilles tendon problems and some other bone healing issues, and so it just was clear that if he got back to full, it would have been well into the season. And, you know, why waste a year when, you know, probably he's going to be, at most, you know, less than 100%.
Is that something that might be subject to both feet, or was this unique to just the one foot?
You know, I can't say. I mean, typically, it's not necessarily both sides, and you can definitely have a problem on one side. He's probably got flat feet on both sides, but not necessarily having this problem with the bone on both.
You know, some basketball players, they take off, particularly for their layups and dunks, off one leg more so. And then other players, like Charles Barkley was talking on air the other night about he liked to jump off two legs to get his max elevation. And, you know, if I can't remember if Brogdon was in a left boot or a right boot, but we certainly hope that the young man comes all the way back, because he's too good a player to miss, you know, the chance to be all that he can be.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's sometimes situations come up where bad things like this happen. I feel also really bad for the poor kid from Louisville. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if y'all have talked about that. That was obviously an awful injury and just really, really bad luck. He landed awkwardly, twisted, and, you know, from all accounts, he's got a long rehab ahead. I think he'll get back all the way. You know, apparently it was a compound fracture, which means the bone came through the skin. So mm-hmm. he's got to get, you know, over that portion. If he doesn't get an infection, you know, hopefully he's back in 6 months. But, you know, it's a shame. You see, you know, bad things happen to good people sometimes.
Well, I thought the young man showed a lot of guts telling his teammates to go ahead and win. When obviously he was in epic pain. But long story short, Chris LaPierre, we've got 30 seconds left in this segment. LaPierre, damaged knee ligament, collateral knee ligaments, early in like, I think, the first practice of the season. His nickname is the Shocker, and for this particular men's lacrosse team at UVA, it's been a shock to the program that he could not play.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on the young man and his knee at this point, and what might they be doing, and will he play this year, maybe?
This is probably what should have happened with RG3. He had an injury to the one of the collateral ligaments in his knee, which, you know, in certain situations you have to be very careful with them. If you're not careful and they do too much, it can become a significant surgical procedure. And so they've just been careful with him because it's it's his career he's got ahead of him. So, I mean, unfortunately, it's a serious injury. He hasn't played since the beginning of the season, I don't think, a minute of lacrosse. And he won't be back until he's healed and back all the way. And I guess they're probably going to assess him again. And he still, I guess, could have an operation if it doesn't heal correctly.
That's a shame. All right, Jody, we've enjoyed having you join us this year as well as tonight. And please stay with us. We're going to head to break now, listeners. And when we come back, we're going to meet with conversation with our good friend Chris Wright of the Sabre. And stay with us.